With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. During a White House prayer service and dinner, President Trump said Holy Week is a time of reflection for Christians.
The death and resurrection of Jesus are the essence of the Christian faith. Whether rich or poor, healthy or sick, young or old, or in times of peace or war, Christians everywhere find solace and hope in the knowledge that Christ died for them.
Also at SRNnews.com, South African law enforcement officials rescue an American missionary.
45-year-old American citizen Josh Sullivan from Tennessee had been based in the Motherwell Township branch of the Fellowship Baptist Church, Eastern Cape Province, since 2018, alongside his wife and two children. While delivering a sermon, four men broke into the church, seizing Sullivan from the pulpit and bundling him out of the building. His truck was found abandoned a few hours later. According to police, a shootout had begun when suspects in a car tried to escape. Three identified suspects were then killed, police said, and Sullivan freed, miraculously unharmed. I'm Charles de Lezama.
By a unanimous vote, the Supreme Court of the United Kingdom rules that a woman is someone born biologically female, a move that now excludes men posing as women from the legal definition of a woman. Men posing as women are banned from designated spaces under the UK Equality Act. These spaces and groups include changing rooms, homeless shelters, swimming areas, and medical or counseling services provided only to women. Women's rights groups celebrated the ruling outside the court. Several House Republicans are working on legislation to remove guns and ammunition from the Internal Revenue Service. The Why Does the IRS Need Guns Act would disarm the federal agency. This is SRN News. A new pro-life bill in North Carolina. Michael Harrington has more.
The measure, introduced by Republican lawmakers, would ban most abortions as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, approximately 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy on average. Several other states already have such measures in place. Tammy Fitzgerald of the North Carolina Values Coalition tells LifeSite.com, quote, "Our laws are less restrictive than neighboring states, causing women to pour in to obtain abortions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference is applauding Governor Mike Huckabee's confirmation as U.S. Ambassador to Israel. Conference President Reverend Samuel Rodriguez describes Huckabee as a defender of life and liberty and a prophetic voice for this generation. The group is the largest Latino Christian network in America, representing millions of Christians. This is SRN News. A Texas judge throws out a federal rule that would have capped credit card late fees.
The order by U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman in Fort Worth came after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and a coalition of major banking groups agreed the rule was illegal. The rule was proposed last year under the Biden administration, but the CFPB has been in turmoil since the Trump administration this year began dismantling it and dropping various enforcement actions against companies. The banks have been pushing hard to stop the late fee rule due to the potential billions the banks would lose in revenue. John Scott reporting.
A DNA evidence hearing continues on Long Island in the case against accused Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman. A forensics company co-founder again took the stand Wednesday to voice his support for the technique used to link victims' hair samples to Huerman. He's charged in the deaths of seven women between 1993 and 2011. More details at SRNnews.com.